Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
If you're good at riddles, see if you can unravel this one. At one time, I was undisputedly one of the four most beautiful women in the world. I was the mother of four sons, the wife of one of the most assailed, yet important men in the world. History has ignored my name, the date of my birth and death, and my family background. Yet my husband was quoted by Moses and Ezekiel in the Old Testament, and by both Peter and Christ in the New. So, you think you know her name? Okay, one more clue. Whether you are Filipino, Chinese, Hispanic, Caucasian, or an Eskimo with a mixed bloodline, you are a direct offspring of this woman. No, not Eve, the wife of Adam. Actually, the woman who is the subject of the riddle is identified in the Bible only as the wife of Noah. Now, if ever a woman's true value and worth were underrated, I think it was this woman. We learn a lot about her, but the way she related to her husband, her three sons and their wives, and the way she handled the stress when her world was coming apart. Now, in the event you aren't familiar with what she faced, I'll give you a thumbnail historical sketch. The record says she lived in a time of unprecedented moral corruption and violence. That's a tough environment in which to raise a family. Her husband was maligned and hated about as much as anyone alive. Reading between the lines, we can assume that on more than one occasion, she wiped tears from the eyes of her boys as they grew up, the result of being picked on by bullies who made fun of their preacher dad, who had built this huge barn ark sort of structure designed to float on the surface of a vast ocean. She also had to deal with the discouragement which surely confronted her husband when no one responded to his pleading with the crowd to turn from their wickedness and throw themselves on the mercies of God. For lack of a better term, we'll call her Mrs. Noah. And she was a tough little lady who had to cope with the reality that when she set foot on the ark, the one her husband and their boys had built, that she was walking away from her home, her friends, the local market, and her neighborhood. Yet there's no indication that she argued against the move or complained as to what she couldn't pack and take with her. Frankly, there are a lot of Mrs. Noahs alive today. The unknown, unnamed heroes who pack lunches, put Band-Aids on scraped knees, bolster their husbands' egos when they're ready to throw in the towel and quit, and keep a home together, often holding down an outside job themselves. Automation, said someone, is watching TV while the housework gets done, the lunch is packed, the laundry done, and the dinner fixed. When we were kids, we called it mother. Moses described Mrs. Noah's husband as a righteous man who walked with the Lord. I'm confident the same thing could have been written of his wife who walked by his side. Marriage as God intends it is a partnership with both individuals maintaining their own personalities and uniqueness, yet working together, functioning as one. Yes, I'm aware that history usually notes the accomplishments of men, often ignoring the wives and mothers who enabled them to excel. It was true of Mrs. Noah, still true today. Nonetheless, when you succeed as a mother, your children will bear your imprint and someday will rise up and bless you. And when you stand in the presence of God, I suspect you will hear Him say, "Good job."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.